Some leaders of political parties in Sudan say they reject the methods used by the UN, AU, and the IGAD mediators to resolve the political crisis in Sudan. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, the leader of Sudan's Ba'ath Party, Muhammad Wada, says his group will not participate in the ongoing political consultations because he believes the mediators are not capable of bringing any political settlement in Sudan. Wada says many international mediations in some countries in the region have failed. He does not want Sudan to follow the same experience.
International initiatives have failed in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and we have not seen any example where the UN has succeeded for us to follow at this moment. Our stand is that the mechanism that is used by the UN currently in the ongoing consultations will not produce any fruit. It may even complicate the situation further.
The UNITAMS, AU, and the IGAD-led mediation team is currently engaging in consultations with different political parties in Sudan to resolve political deadlock in the country. Wada says the Ba'ath Party will only support Sudanese-to-Sudanese dialogue to discuss the root causes of the political instability in Sudan. He says the mediation team should respect the integrity of the country.
The mechanism of the mediation is supposed to facilitate Sudanese-to-Sudanese dialogue. But now they're giving suggestions, deciding who to participate and even giving opinions. That is not acceptable. We regard this as interference into Sudanese affairs.
Abu Bakr Abdurrazik, a member of Islamic Popular Congress Party, has a different take. He says the Sudanese parties are divided and it has caused instability in the country. He welcomes the mediation initiative but says Sudanese should be the ones to decide over their fate.
We don't mind if the UN would be a credible and a just mediator among all Sudanese parties. We have accepted their mediation on the condition that it should lead to Sudanese-Sudanese dialogue and that it should not violate our national sovereignty.
Abdurrazak insists that any dialogue should be inclusive.
It would be realistic for the National Congress Party to be allowed openly to engage in dialogue instead of denying them the chance, but yet they still come as military representatives. We want to hear their opinion about the political settlement in the country instead of engaging them secretly.
Pro-democracy groups have continued to chant their slogan, "No compromise, no negotiation, and no partnership with the military leaders in Sudan." Speaking during a public forum in Khartoum over the weekend, leader of the Sudanese Congress Party and the former Sudan's Cabinet Affairs Minister, Khalid Omar Yusuf, says there is a need for a dialogue with the military.
We cannot expect any reforms in the security and army sectors without genuine discussions between the military and civilian components. I have not seen any experience of a true democratic transformation that excluded the army and took over a country.
On Monday, the foreign ministers of G7 countries that include Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, the United States of America and the High Representative of the European Union called for the return of a civilian transitional government in Sudan to pave the way for an inclusive democracy in the country after the October 2021 military coup. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.